Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andrew Luck is retired, and joining me right now to talk about that is NFL Network's Cynthia Freeland joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Cynthia, I appreciate you making some time here on a Sunday evening. What was your reaction when you heard the news last night?
Well, I was actually on a CBS broadcast because I'm getting to do these preseason games for CBS, so it's great. We're kind of working for the same company for a little while here.
Yeah.
But our first reaction was honestly that it was that Adam Schefter had gotten hacked. We didn't believe it. We double, triple, quadruple checked it, like even more than we would check anything. And you know how rigorously everything's checked to begin with. So the funny thing is that when we figured out that it was real, you know, I remembered that I had spoken to at the combine way back in the beginning of March. I'd spoken to three separate teams that had made very substantial offers in order to acquire Jacoby Brissett. So that's the presumable starter now, the backup to Andrew Luck. He had played in New England and obviously took over when Andrew Luck couldn't play two seasons ago. So people had made huge offers for him, like big ones, and the Colts were not budging. They weren't even listening to it. So it was interesting because three separate teams had told me that same story. So while it maybe was in the works for maybe a week right now, I have to believe that there's more to the story in terms of how Andrew Luck's been feeling and his communication with the team way prior to yesterday or the past week.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. I'm in Houston, and we were up here at the studios getting ready to do the postgame show for the Texans and the Cowboys last night. I was with two other co-hosts of mine who are both former NFL players. Exact same thing. We're like, Schefter had to have gotten hacked, right? Like, this is crazy. Andrew Luck at age 29, retiring. Okay, so that's good. So we've all got our social media, fail safes up and making sure we're not retweeting things by fake accounts and whatnot. Where do you think the seeds of this were planted, Cynthia? I mean, obviously, this is a decision that Andrew Luck has taken a long time to mull over. Are these seeds that go back to the days when Ryan Grigson was putting the roster together around Andrew Luck, do you think?
I definitely think so. The entirety of his career, when you speak to, I've been fortunate enough to speak to Andrew Luck, and he's kind and thoughtful. He doesn't say anything off the cuff. He doesn't make seemingly rash decisions. I mean, I don't know him on a personal level, but, having sat in production meeting rooms with him, you get a chance to sort of get a deeper sense of who someone is. And he seems like a very thoughtful, very careful human being. And, his father is obviously, he was very involved in the NCAA and he's starting the XFL. So they all understand the business side. There's a deeper understanding maybe in this family than even, other families. It's very Manning-like, these deep-seated understandings of how the entire world of football works. So I don't know, this is interesting to me from a lot of different levels, but I had heard this rumor last season that it was possible Andrew Luck would retire, and I didn't believe it then, and then I didn't believe it yesterday. But I do think, it's been going on since Ryan Grigson and before this O-line was fortified. I mean, he stood behind a pretty horrible O-line for quite some time. He was asked to do a lot more than some other quarterbacks are asked to do. And he stepped up to the challenge, but he had a lot of injuries, kidneys, knees, ankle, shoulder, concussion. There's just all these different injuries and they just kind of added up. So I understand it, but I don't, I don't know his full thought process, but looking back, you kind of can see it's not the most outlandish thing possible.
Yeah. Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So if there's one thing that Luck is getting criticism over, Cynthia, I think is the timing of this. It's 2 weeks before the season starting, and now the Colts are, it's not disarray, but it's certainly 2019 is looking a lot different than it was coming off of 2018. Is the criticism for the timing of this warranted in your opinion?
See, that's where I go back to the Jacoby Brissett, not on the deal, on the table thing. I mean, first of all, the Colts spent very little of, they had a lot more cap room. I mean, they made a few acquisitions like Justin Houston. They didn't really address some of the bigger problems on their team, and they had a ton of cap space. So in my estimation, it seemed like they were kind of like they kind of had seeds of something up. Like being so unwilling to deal Jacoby Brissett felt like, and the offer I heard, one of the offers from a team that I heard was like, you have to take that offer. They would. So I'm guessing they probably had contingency plans in place. Like I'm guessing they were kind of like, hey, just try to go through the preseason, see what you feel like, you know, and they probably set a drop dead date that they thought was way later than anything else that he would ever do. And then maybe this is when that deadline happened to be.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I don't know if Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback of the future for this team. He certainly has a great opportunity here. But when you look at the two franchise quarterbacks that have carried them the last two decades, they were very fortunate to get the number one picks in the draft both of those years, Peyton Manning in 1998. And then the year Peyton has the neck injury, they go 2-14, and then there's Andrew Luck sitting there.
Yeah, we sucked for luck, remember?
Suck for luck, and now everybody's saying tank for Tua or tank for Trevor. Or they're coming up with all these different things for these young quarterbacks. My fear for Colts fans, Cynthia, is that Chris Ballard has actually built what I think is kind of a tank-proof roster. The team's actually pretty decent around Jacoby Brissett. Where does Ballard go from here, do you think, in order to find the quarterback that's going to take them through this next era of Colts football?
You know, I think that Jacoby Brissett is absolutely a starter. I do think that you need to address the people behind him. I mean, I know Chad Kelly's on the roster, and then Philip, last name I can't, is escaping me.
Walker, I think.
Yes, it's like a very nonchalant last name, right?
Right.
Like nothing like something. So it's like they need to address that backup situation, and there are some interesting options that are out there for them to do that. So, you know, I mean, it was interesting. I thought it was a funny move today that Jay Gruden named Case Keenum his starter.
Mm.
So it kind of seemed like he was like drawing a line to say like, oh, you're not getting our guy. Like, no. So it seemed like, you know, some lines are being drawn, but ultimately they got to find an acceptable backup that is going to, because look, Jacoby Brissett is unproven. He's played a few games and actually had some pretty great, you know, he had some great, you could see signs of what was the potential there, right? But he didn't necessarily have the chance to really do the full season. It wasn't really fully his team. Now this is his team. So let's see where he goes with that. And by the way, he gets a great O-line to stand in front of. So that's not a, or to stand behind. So that's a big like plus in that column for him.
No question. Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network, joining me on CBS Sports Radio, which I guess leads into my next question. Who benefits the most in the short term from Andrew Luck deciding to retire? I would imagine Brissett is on that list. Who else would be on that list for you?
The Jacksonville Jaguars, the entire team. I think the AFC South seemed to be the Colts division to lose. And we saw last night, Lamar Miller's no longer, he tore his ACL, and that's down in Houston. And then I feel like I hate to say it, but you know, I feel like now this just gives the Jags and their crazy good defense like the opportunity now with Nick Foles to create enough on offense to just take this division.
Yeah. Last one before I let you go. Andrew Luck beat up in the first, you know, 6-7 years of his career, had to sit out a year, and a lot of that had to do with the bad offensive line. Is this a warning sign in some ways for teams out there with young quarterbacks, with the money that they're making now where, you know, Andrew Luck has $100 million in the bank at age 29. He doesn't need to get his head beat in anymore. Is Andrew Luck just a one-off, or is this something where teams probably need to pay maybe a little closer attention? I think specifically to Deshaun Watson here in Houston, whose career trajectory so far looks a lot like Andrew Luck's did his first couple years in the league.
Gosh, Deshaun Watson's so good. I wish I wish Deshaun Watson could go stand behind the Colts O-line.
Yeah, me
right?
too.
So, you know, I think there's a few things at play here. Like, I honestly think, like as far as Luck's concerned, like, it's kind of, like, gutsy of him to step away. I mean, obviously he would have liked to have a little more time to prep for his presser, like, you know, saying to his mom that he felt bad about not shaving or whatever, like that just like kind of broke my heart in this like weird way, you know, like, cause he's like this, whatever. But you know, look, it's gutsy of him. I don't know if I think maybe does he play again? I'm not sure what I think about any of that, but I think it is a warning from in the standpoint of, you know, people, they need to be mindful of like the other elements of this game, like mental health and all these mm-hmm. things that kind of go unaddressed. Like, you know, I don't know if Andrew Luck hadn't come from the upbringing he'd come from, like you know, maybe he wouldn't be able to not play because he'd need to make more money. You know, I know he has a lot of money, but, you know, other people aren't necessarily as fortunate as him in terms of the money part of it. But I think it maybe shines a light on some of the other aspects in terms of, like, okay, like, you need to take care of 360 degrees of a human, not just the elements that allow you to step on a field physically.
Good stuff. Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network. Cynthia, appreciate the time. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.